Lesson 2, the specific vowel changes related to the southern lilt. Now, as I said, in stressed position, almost every vowel has this basic pitch jog and basic pitch pattern that lilts, the way we were just illustrating in the last lesson. There are, however, on different vowels, 4 different kinds of pitch jogs or lilt extensions, which is the term that I use for them, that we'll have to look at separately. I call them lilt truncations, minor lilt extensions, major lilt extensions, and reverse lilt extensions. Let's start with one that's just a bit curious, something that I call the lilt truncations. It takes place on the diphthongs I and oi in the general American speech. Now, with most of the southern vowels, as I was saying before, grown out of this pitch jog, they are going to lengthen from single-stage vowels to diphthongs, or from diphthongs occasionally to three-stage vowels or triphthongs. In the case of these lilt truncations, however, we have situations where we modify a diphthong and truncate it, shorten it to a single-stage vowel. In the case of the I, ah. In the case of the oi, aw. So these actually shorten. The thing that we have to be careful of, though, is that even though it shortens to one-stage vowel, we're still going to have the pitch jog going ah or aw. And if you don't have that jog, it'll be the correct vowel, but it certainly is not going to be correct within the context of Southern speech. Okay, let's look first at the oi vowel. Let's do some words and then some sentences. What I'm going to do here is to repeat each of these in the general American speech. You repeat it. Then I'll do it with the pitch jog and the lilt truncation, and you repeat that. Word list A. Boy. Boy. Joy. Joy. Roy. Roy. Poison. Poison. Sentences B. Did James Joyce employ metaphors in writing about the war in Troy? Did James Joyce employ metaphors in writing about the war in Troy? See, the farmer was annoyed when the car failed to avoid the field of soybeans. The farmer was annoyed when the car failed to avoid the field of soybeans. And now looking at the I, which does a little truncation to I, word list, A. Light, light. Time, time. Finally, finally. Ride, ride. Sentences B. I transcribed all 5 dialogues into IPA, though I couldn't think why. I transcribed all 5 dialogues into IPA, though I couldn't think why. See? Eliza was the pride of the whole science department when she won the biology prize. Eliza was the pride of the whole science department when she won the biology prize. Okay, we're going to move on now to what we'll call, for want of a better word, minor lilt extensions. These are situations where the vowel initially is a one-stage vowel, like e, And as it jogs up and down in pitch, it extends into a schwa vowel or an vowel. So it becomes ear, ear, suspicious, city. And of course, this is going to happen primarily on the vowel in the stressed syllable. Now, as we go through these minor lilt extensions, I'm going to point out certain situations in which, in different parts of the South, you could have a major lilt extension even on these normally minor elongations. Now, a major lilt extension, which we'll talk about more in a minute, is where you not only extend into an added segment of vowel, but you also have an intrusive consonant sound, like a y in aya, or an a w sound in awa. And I'll point out where occasionally even these minor lilt extensions can become major. But for now, looking initially at the first of these minor lilt extensions, it's the ear becoming ear, ear. Word list. A. Suspicious. Suspicious. City. City. Sister. Sister. Invisible. Invisible. Minute. Minute. Sentences B. The inspector charged interest on Wilma's income tax. The inspector charged interest on Wilma's income tax. C. The clinician instantly investigated the speech impediment. The clinician instantly investigated the speech impediment. Now, every once in a great while, especially in plantation areas, you'll have an ear which extends into a major extension, like the word bill, which isn't going to be always just bill, but sometimes bail, bail, with that y intrusive in it. Most of the time, this is, however, a minor lilt extension. Now, the second of the minor lilt extensions is on the vowel as in foot or put. And again, it goes from the straight of standard American to just putting in a little bit of an sound, a schwa sound after it. Word list A, bullet, rookie, cushion, cushion, butcher, butcher. Sentences B. We pulled the wolf from the woods and took him to the boulevard. We pulled the wolf from the woods and took him to the boulevard. See? The butcher's hook made pudding of the sooty bully. The butcher's hook made pudding of the sooty bully. Now, the next of the lilt extensions, also primarily a minor one, is on the sound ah, as in oxygen, honor. Now, sometimes in general American speech, we round that to oxygen or honor when it's spelled with an O. Other times when it's spelled with an A, it's mostly not rounded. Now, we're going to examine this primarily when the ah sound comes by itself and not before an ah sound. Later on in the tape, when we're looking at ah drops, we're going to examine specifically things like cot, which is in one of these sentences as I see it right now. But a few times we will have the ah following it in the ah drop. Most of the times we won't. We'll explore the one with the ah drop later on. Just initially, the minor lilt extension. Ah, A. Oxygen, oxygen. Honor, honor. Calm, calm. Scarf, scarf. Quality, quality. Sentences, B. The frog got groggy and hopped into Prince Charming's armor. The frog got groggy and hopped into Prince Charming's armor. C. People disembarked from the rocket parked at the cargo hatch. People disembarked from the rocket parked at the cargo hatch. Now, there are times when this will become a major extension, and when you're going to have things like awama, awama, where you put a W, or awana, awana, where you have that intrusive W sound. This is especially true, again, in the plantation areas, which I'll talk about more later on in the tape. There will even be times, which we'll look at later on in connection with the R drop, when you'll round this so far that it'll go into almost an O, and you'll have OMA, OMA. But again, we'll come back to this one and look at it in more detail in connection with the R drop. Now, the next of the minor lilt extensions is with the air sound, air as in bed and deck, under certain situations where, again, you just have this slight extension into the R sound. But don't get too confident with this one, because in a minute we're going to go and look at another situation where something completely different happens to the air sound. But initially here, word list A, bed, bed, deck, deck, headache, headache, met, met, Weston, Weston. Sentences B. A great echo beckoned across the canyon. A great echo beckoned across the canyon. C. If you make an extra effort, you can cross the desert handily. If you make an extra effort, you can cross the desert handily. Now, sometimes this does also go into a major extension, and you'd have not bed, but bed, and deck, and mat, and western. So, again, as you get especially into some other districts of the South, in the case of this particular vowel, some of the nasalized areas would say echo, beckon, extra, bed. Some of the mountain regions, especially there, you'll have a y sound intrusive in the lilt extension on this vowel. Now, I said we had another problem with the air, and that's that you've heard me saying things like 20 and general, things like that. This air sound, when it comes before a nasal consonant and in some other isolated situations, changes into an ear sound. Now, this happens in a lot of parts of the United States, not just the South, happens in parts of the Midwest as well. Let's just look at a few of those. Word list. 20, 20. Tennessee, Tennessee. Sense, sense. Enter, enter. Get, get. Sentences B. Ben was a general in the Grand Army of Tennessee. Ben was a general in the Grand Army of Tennessee. See? If you can't hold your temper, you can get out of the room. If you can't hold your temper, you can get out of the room. Now, the next two changes we're going to look at are specifically the major lilt extensions, the ones which in almost every part of the South extend not just into the but add an intrusive consonant sound in between the initial vowel and the. Now, in the a, as in hand, add, laugh, vowel, we're going to put that intrusive y sound into it, into this first major lilt extension. Word list day, bath, bath, hand, hand, adding, adding, laughter, laughter, glass, glass. And be careful you don't do the ear sound in the southern, as some of us do in the northeastern part of the United States. Sentences B. Ask any bashful man in Alabama and accept his answer. Ask any bashful man in Alabama and accept his answer. C. The huddled masses lifted their lamps and sang the national anthem. The huddled masses lifted their lamps and sang the national anthem. Looking at the last of the major schwa extensions, or lilt extensions, is the aw sound, where the sound aw has an intrusive w coming in between it and the schwa that it extends into. Word list, A. War, waw, call, cowl, short, shawt, fought, fought. Sentences B. Horses often cost more than $4. Horses often cost more than $4. See, the awful sauce made Paul pause and walk to the emergency ward. The awful sauce made Paul pause and walk to the emergency ward. Now, these major lilt extensions differ enormously depending upon the strength of the southern dialect and the region that you're coming from. There are times that you would say bath, hand, add, laugh, and other times when you could suffice with bath, hand, add, laugh, where it almost sounds like a minor extension. Just as some of the minor extensions can be major ones in some regions, some of the ones that are usually major can go back to being almost simple minor extensions. Now, this aw that we just did on waw, call, shawt, fought, in some of the deeper south plantation areas can, again, just like the ah, can sometimes go almost to an o sound with the extension. Waw, cowl, shawt, fought, $4. So, again, you see that there's a tremendous amount of flexibility within the different regions of the South on these sounds. Now, moving on to the last of the vowels that we're going to look at in connection with this ah lilt sound, we're going to look at the sounds which are a little bit different. I call them reverse lilt extensions, because in these cases, as you go into that melody pattern of ah, ah, you don't have the extra vowel sound after the sound as you do in ir or awa. You have it before the sound. Now, these two sounds are a and occasionally e, where you're not going to have a, a. You're not going to take the word face and go feus, feus. Instead, that schwa sound or a sound is going to come before the a, and you're going to have face, face. And the deeper, the more intensified the dialect becomes, the more intrusive this initial "uh" sound is going to be. Again, you still do it along with the lilt. Let's look at some words. Word list A. Wayward, wayward. Maybe, maybe. Face, Face, safety, safety. Player, player. Neighbor, neighbor. Sentences B. Statesmen hasten to awaken the nation in these chaotic days. Statesmen hasten to awaken the nation in these chaotic days. Make sure that you're doing it along with the lilting pitch. See? The fateful delay in rainfall placed a great weight on Nathan's shoulders. The fateful delay in rainfall placed a great weight on Nathan's shoulders. Again, now this can be softened where you don't have always the I, where you can just do the fateful delay in rainfall placed a great weight on Nathan's shoulders. So that you're not having that I, it can just be A. Now, the second of these reverse extensions doesn't happen all the time in the South. Again, just in the more intense regions, especially the mountain regions of the South, and that's with the E vowel, which normally can be done just with the lilt, without having any extension at all, where you'd go beat, beat, E, E. But there are times, as I said, in these intensified areas where you have E, eat, eat, almost as if it's the Cockney sound, except it's with different resonance. There we go, eat, beat, beat, meat. Here in the South, in those specific regions we're talking about, you go machine, evening. Okay, let's do a couple of words you repeat after me. Word list, eh? Beat. Beat, meat, meat, machine, machine, evening, evening. Let's do these same words a slightly different way without quite as much of an intrusive sound, but just with the lilt. Beat, beat, meat, meat, machine, machine, evening, evening. And a sentence both ways. Green beans make a mean evening meal. Now with the full extension, with the intrusive schwa, green beans make a mean evening meal. And softening it slightly. Green beans make a mean evening meal. And that's the last of the extensions that we're going to do in relationship with pitch. Now, the important thing for you to do now is to go back over this lesson and make sure that you're not just doing the extensions, but that you're looking very closely at that lilt that we've been arriving at, and let that extension, the is, the as, the es, the as, the ours, let them all grow out of the lilt, that pitch jog that we're doing, so that you don't have here isolated pronunciation changes, but something that is kind of organically integrated into this basic swing in pitch that is pervasive throughout the dialect. For now, that's the end of the lesson on the vowel changes integrated into the lilt of the Southeastern United States dialect.